الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة، فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start our talk proper, just as a reminder, one is that Allah give us all tawfiq. We are all worried of the current situation, various things. The virus is there. The government wants to make law certain things which are very, very dangerous for us in our deen, in our lives, that there will be no freedom whatsoever. They will control everything. The marriages, well, with regard to our Muslim marriages, all lot of things. So Allah has given us a solution for that. We should ask the protection of Allah Ta'ala. And one protection, which is a very great protection, may Allah give us all, is very easy, very little time, hardly any effort, and great, great protection. And that is to read the three quls, each one three times, with Bismillah every time, every morning and every evening. After Fajr every day, after Maghrib every day. If a person reads it after Fajr, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazahumullah Khair had explained that then from Fajr right till sunset, the whole day you are in the protection of Allah. The person who reads this, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرْ. It is sufficient for you, protection for you from every harm, every evil. And other explanations the ulama have given, the one is that it is complete protection. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this. That was years ago now. At that time, lot of people were getting heart attacks. So Hazrat said, whatever your health condition, whether it's heart, cancer, paralysis, strokes, whatever, a person who reads this, he will have protection the whole day. For the whole day, also Hazrat explained, at that time, also what was very common was crime. And we know till now, crime is a major factor in our country, throughout the world. Our country is one of the major countries where crime ridden. We will be protected from that also. Another thing which is also, unfortunately, very common, motor car accidents. And such accidents now we are hearing where whole families are getting wiped out. Or how many people are getting wiped out? Little children are left without parents. They are left as orphans. Parents die in an accident. Also, which is common and which people fear, is jadu, black magic. That somebody is making jadu, or even somebody is accusing somebody of making jadu. whatever that also, and presently with this virus also, all this other harm, we read the three quls with Bismillah, and the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah bless us, and that is one of the reasons that we go out in Jamaat, we come here, we associate with Deen to build our conviction that Allah alone is the doer. Everything is in the hands of Allah. And the protocols Allah has given us, that is 100%. Otherwise, we find the other protocols also, which many people are emphasizing so much and stressing on it so much, even good people and people who ensure that other people, and also we enforce it so much, but those all same people are seen, like for example in Ramadan, they were making atikah. They made iftari in the masjid. Iftari time, no mask, you can't make iftari with a mask on. No social distancing. And just immediately after that, when they stand up for namaz, now the mask. So what sense does it make to any person? Now they are standing, social distancing also. But just 1-2 minutes before, then no mask, no social distancing. So is the virus so selective and so intelligent that when you're eating, it won't come. When you're eating, sometimes you get a little cough also. So you sneeze also. It can happen other times also, but eating time, nothing. One lady went to a ladies' program, and all with their masks and social distancing. After that, the house lady offered some tea. When she offered tea, all the masks without any announcement. All the masks are gone down and no social distancing. What sense does it make? How does it work? They say the mask will protect you, is your protection. You wear the mask, you will be saved. Then why do you have to social distance? If you are wearing the mask, then that is sufficient for you. And if the social distancing is sufficient, then why do you have to wear the mask? And if the mask and social distancing, they are sufficient for you, then why must you take vaccination? And if you take vaccination, now you got your protection. Now you're not going to get sick. So why must you wear the mask then? So this whole thing, if for any person, you don't have to be any learned person or anything, we can see what this whole thing is. And it is a lack of our yaqeen. And on this we have so much stress. And on the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we left that yaqeen. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand properly that what the real protocols are. And we have that yaqeen on the words of Allah. And that yaqeen also in such a way, not that we say this also, that Allah alone is the doer. Allah controls everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah. But then we put one but. But we have to take our precaution. Correct precautions, according to Sharia, are permissible. Not that you have to take them, they are permissible, you can take them. But still with the yaqeen that Allah alone, in spite of all that other precautions you take, which are permissible, which are sensible, which make sense, those precautions according to Sharia which are permitted, but still Allah is the doer. But when we say but, actually we negate everything that was before. That Allah is the doer, we also believe we are Muslims. Our aqidah also, Allah alone is the doer. But what the scientists say, we have to listen to that. And the atheist scientists, what they say, we have to listen to that. What is totally against what Allah and His Rasul taught, we have to now follow that, and this must be swept under the carpet. So it is but, like a car dealer selling a car, and he's telling the car is very good, very economical on petrol also, and it's a very well looked after car. It was used also by a person. Everything very good. Then he says but. Now that one but negates everything what he said. What is this? Then your ears also open up. That now what is this but? He says, but there's a noise something. Now your heart is off that car. At the moment you are almost convinced this is the car. The price is also right. Everything is right. I'm going to buy this car. But that but. Oh, a boy wants to marry a girl, girl wants to marry a boy. They say the boy is so good, the girl is so good, she's got this good habit, that good habit, the boy is so good. But the minute that but comes, now your ears just open up and you're listening carefully. They say one negative thing, now your heart is off. No, not yet. I'm not going to marry this girl. So like that, with Allah Ta'ala we are doing. We are saying we are Muslims when we proclaim the greatness of Allah, the oneness, and we are pious Muslims also. But with that but, we negate everything. Whereas it should be the opposite, that the protection protocols which are permissible, which are correct, we follow all that, but Allah's control is above that. In spite of all that, Allah's control is over everything. Allah give us that reality to understand. So, by reading the three quls, and we know buts in there, that we have that conviction that Allah will protect us. And Allah Ta'ala, how Allah protects also. So Allah give us the tawfiq to read. There are many other wazaif also, but this is absolutely authentic also, and it is a thing which everyone knows also, the three quls. Many other du'as we say, but most of us don't know, and now we are not at that age that we haven't got, unfortunately, that desire to learn also, and we're to carry on, and we are reading so many other du'as to put in that du'a again. This is so simple. So Allah give us tawfiq. The three quls, we make it sure, and please, please, please make this, that everyone in the family, we are reading the three quls every morning, every night after Maghrib. Protection from Fajr right till Maghrib, from Maghrib right till Fajr. All the time. It will be our protection. And it's so simple. The Bismillah each time, three times Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Bismillah, three times Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, the whole surah. And again Bismillah and the whole Bismillah. And some say, we said Bismillah, so only Bismillah. And only Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad they read, not the whole surah. No, the whole surah, read it every morning, every night after Maghrib, and Allah will give us our protection. We must keep in mind that it must be with this conviction. You must not have doubts in it. In the words of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, 100% conviction that we have. And the other is, we save ourselves from gunas. Gunas are a blockage for all the goodness. Like for example, a person has a wonderful motor car, brand new. Everything, fuel is also filled, everything, what features it has got also. But some dirt came in the fuel line, not allowing the fuel to go through. Now everything, 99.999% is right. But that dirt that came in, not allowing the fuel, the car is useless. It can't serve any purpose for you. You have to take away that fuel, that dirt that has come. Just like that, it comes that for so many people, a huge amount of rozi has been sent by Allah for them. They are poor, they are desperate, they are in need, and it's right by their head. But that blockage, that dirt of guna is just blocking it. Just remove that dirt of guna, and that rozi comes. There are so many people who are ill, who are in hospitals, very seriously ill at home. The shifa, Allah has sent it already. It's right by their head, but only the guna is blocking it. Just remove that guna and the shifa comes. And then we see like miracles happening. How many people who were like, it was sure now, we're just waiting to get the news that the person has passed away. The person recovers. And so many are such that they have to learn to walk again. They were so long in a coma or whatever. Now you have to teach them to walk, you have to teach them to talk, you have to teach them basic things again. So they recovered, they became like babies growing up again. So when Allah sends that shifa, it is there. So it's 100%, but our gunas block it. And for this, Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali gave a very beautiful example. In his wa'az he explained that a person who got married, get married age 20, 25, round about there normally, but he was wetting his bed every night. So the wife said, what's wrong with you? Usually small children wet the bed, then we take them out of their habit, we train them, and we get them out of their habit. But you already a grown-up man and you wetting the bed. So he said, actually what happens is that when I sleep at night, then Shaitan comes to me in my dream. And he takes me for a long walk. And after a long time, everyone needs to go to toilet. You have to go and urinate. So then I tell him I need to go to a toilet. He shows me an ultra-modern toilet, absolutely clean. I go and do my thing there, but in the morning I realize it happened in the bed. So the wife said, Shaitan is such a good friend of yours. Every night he comes, he takes you for a long walk, and he is the leader of all the jinnat. And they know where all the treasure, money, wealth is kept. So why not, instead of letting you do this, why don't you tell him that he must show you that where all the money is kept, we are poor people, we need money. So he said he has a bright idea. So that night again Shaitan came in his dream. He told Shaitan, my wife says that you must show me where. He said, no problem. You should have told me long ago, I'll take you now. So he took him to a place where there was a big treasure chest. In which there was gold, silver, a lot of currency and a lot of wealth. He was so excited and it was so heavy when we went and picked it up, he made number two. So in the morning the wife says, now what is this? Every day you are doing number one. Now today you did this number two, even worse. So he explained. So she said, rather just do what you were doing. That wasn't so bad as what this is. Whether it's urine, whether it's number two, how terrible in the bed. If you do it in the toilet, the right place, you flush it away, it's gone. But in the bed, Maulana explained, and this is the important thing. Many of us remember this incident, but the moral we don't remember. Yeah. One place I gave this talk, and they said, in the ladies, and they all enjoyed it. So one person I met, he said, the ladies were very happy. So they tell you what's the moral about it. He said, no, that's nothing. So the moral is important. Maulana says that stool and urine are things which are going to happen to every person. We are human beings. But do it in the right place and flush it away. And worse than that is when you do it in the bed, how terrible. And gunas are even more worse than that. Sins, we don't see it, but every sin is worse than urine and stool also. And in the bed, how bad is it? But gunas are even more worse than that. And it's a thing that happens to everyone. Gunas are also a thing that happens. We are our great-grandfather, Adam alayhi salam, awwalun nasin. First person, he was the first person. He made an error, we are also going to make. So for that also, Allah gave us a clear way out. Tawbah and istighfar. That we make tawbah and istighfar. Make that also a compulsory thing in our lives. To make tawbah and istighfar regularly. By that our gunas, that blockage will remove it. If we make tawbah and istighfar. Don't have the attitude of to justify ourselves. Don't have the attitude of this pride that I'm not prepared. What they say? They're talking a whole lot of rubbish. We are not prepared to listen what they want to say. No, accept it and make tawbah and humble ourselves to Allah. By that dirt will be removed. Your car will start moving again. Your rosy will come to you. Your shifa will come to you. Your problems which are not getting solved, the solution Allah has sent already. And now it's just been blocked. You just remove that blockage. So Allah give us tawfiq. Together with that, please, all of us, let us read a kitab of Sirat, Ta'lim in the house, of the Sirat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This has been a proven practice of our Akabir and our people, wherever they were faced with problems like this, plagues and other problems, whereby the Sirat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah removed it. And Allah removed it very quickly and in a very, very, in a way with afiyat and salamati. Just a few days and Allah removed it. So Sirat Kitab, let us read. And also Durood Sharif daily. Durood Sharif works great, great miracles. One Buzur, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi Khritab, he saw in his dream a very, very ugly form, terrible form, frightening. So he asked, who are you? What are you? So he said, I'm your sin, all your gunas which you have committed. So he asked that, what is the way of getting away from you? How must I get away from you? He said, Durood Sharif. Read Durood Sharif. One person in the Pakistani Air Force, a person, his life was far from Deen, right out of Deen, very, very wrong. But somehow, somebody inspired him to read Durood Sharif. He read Durood Sharif, he reached a certain number, 100,000 or 200,000. Then he saw in a dream that he's walking and there was a canal of water, but this was filled with filth and dirt and muck and the most filthiest things. And other side of that was a beautiful garden, Garden of Jannah. Wonderful. How enjoyable, how wonderful. But now how to get over? He couldn't understand. Somehow or the other he managed to get over. And when he looked back again, that canal also changed into clear, sparkling water. So clear water that you could see underneath all the wonderful things that are growing there. All the things which are in water, the color of the stones, the formation of the stones, the flowers, etc. And then it was told to him that your Durood Sharif, it purified that water, it purified you also. So Durood Sharif is a very, very great thing. In these days, if we can, the 40 Duroods as a family unit, let us read it. Or just read even 10 times Durood. If we can read 100 times Durood, 100 times Durood is very, very virtuous. It is narrated that if we read 100 times Durood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes, Bara'atu minan nar wa bara'atu minan nifaq on the forehead of a person. A person is free from Jahannam also, he won't enter Jahannam. And that is a great, great favor of Allah ta'ala. And a person won't be a munafiq. And to read 100 times Durood Sharif a day, if we read the short Duroods, is between 3 and 5 minutes. A person can read that. And if a lady reads it and blows on the food, see the result on our children. Those children who are, as one lady told, that since our youngsters, girls also, wearing the boots and the jeans, boot and jean. So now the boot, the spooks, all the spooks have overcome them. And the jeans are over them. Now whatever you explain to them doesn't make sense to them. The world explains to them, but nothing goes through their head. That boot and jean. So they are wearing, and worse, they are wearing torn jeans. And they are paying more for the torn jeans. And they are wearing patched jeans and they are paying more for that. How these things have made us so stupid. We are wearing half socks. And we became so poor we can't afford full socks now. Now poor people, they are wearing all half socks. And if we are not poor, we are rich. We have become so stupid that we pay more for half. Mm-hmm. Usually you have half price sale. But here we are paying more for half. And what we are paying for? Fashion. And what is fashion? If you're paying for the socks, you're paying for something. You're paying for a trouser, you're paying. But for fashion, we are paying. And really, the fashion that there is only one fashion, and the fashion of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is plain clothing. No writing on it, nothing whatsoever. And all this writing, we should also consider how many of us, for example, this Nike, whatever it is, this company, they made the sandals with the name of Allah at the bottom. This company had a billboard on which they had a basketball player, and they named the basketball player Allah. And this Nike itself is a Greek goddess, god of the Greeks, and a god of victory. That is why mostly on sportswear you have it. That for victory, in other words, you're taking the help of that God. And as a Muslim, how can we do this? So Allah Ta'ala guide us. Also, which has become very common, we honor Allah Ta'ala, save us. Our good friend Maulana Yunus Daya said, and from that I got inspired, also courage to speak about it. Otherwise, almost everyone, we are involved in it. He said that he wore a jersey, a jacket or something, which had this K-way with the triangle. So a friend told him, you know what is this? So he said, what is this? This K-Way, that company in South Africa, they sponsored the one whole war for Israel, the whole war against the Arabs, they sponsored it. And this is, that triangle is the pyramid. And with the time of this 1,000-year celebration, what you call that? Millennium. The millennium, the most celebrations that took place, millennium celebrations were at the pyramids, where they worshipped the gods of that. And so this triangle is a representation of that. So, and we are wearing it, and in our namaz and that, and the malaika are there, and what are we presenting in front? What is our outward dressing? So Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and to stay away. So anything, especially if we don't know what it is, many emblems, the Alfa Romeo car, the emblem of it is very sinister also. This Manchester United, the soccer teams, their emblems are very, very sinister also. And we also, without thinking of it, we supporting the teams, and we're going mad. What started with kicking a ball went into becoming a religion. Sports became a religion. Kicking a ball, throwing a ball, hitting a ball. And now it has become a god. Mufti Ibrahim Saliji Sahib, Damat Barakatum of Isipingo Beach, explains, two brothers, friends, used to come regularly to his majlis. Then one was not coming. After some time, he asked the other one, what happened? He said that one day he came home from work and he told his family, I'm not well. They said, what's wrong with you? Nothing wrong, you're normal. He said, no, I'm not well. I'm very, very sick. They say, nothing wrong with you. Take this out of your head. You are normal. You are properly. He said, no, call the ambulance. Call the paramedic. He forced them. They called them. They hospitalized him. There he went into a coma. Allah knows also what they injected him or what happened. Anyway, he went in a coma. In the coma, he raised his fist. And that one famous soccer player, I don't remember also, and even if I shouldn't be taking his name also. He took his name and said, that's my idol. And what is an idol? Your God. And he died on that. And a person who's coming to majlis of a great buzur, this is our condition. The sports, really, Allah make it, we understand, is not a sugar-coated deception. It's a honey-coated, it's one of the worst things. Unfortunately, when we're young, most of us, we get involved in the sports. And now when we're old, one good friend, when I spoke about this one day, he said, it's a bitter pearl to swallow. That he said, I don't play sports, but the way support the teams. And what you get in supporting, if you play, the little exercise you get. All these things we should try and avoid totally. Allah, take it out of our system. Our lives have become so westernized, and their ideals, all their things, the way we have adopted it, it's part and parcel. And to take it out of us, it's become so difficult. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. So, Sirat Kitab, Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif, one person, he says he saw in a dream one person in their locality by the name of Mista. This person, very far from deen, but he passed away. So somebody saw him in a dream and asked him, how did it go? He said, Allah forgave me. He said, on what did Allah forgive you? He says, one day I met a muhaddith and I asked him to narrate one hadith to me. So he narrated the whole chain of the ruwat, of the narrators, till he came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That muhaddith read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I read loudly. When I read loudly, everyone in that gathering also read. He said, on that Allah forgave me, and all who read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forgave them all. Really, we don't know what the value of Durood Sharif is. People have reached what heights, what problems are solved. And Durure Tunjina, a ship that was sinking, that there was no way for it to be saved. But they just started reading Durure Tunjina, Allah saved them all. Eh? The kitab, Dalailul Khairat, how it was written. This author, a great buzurg also, he had to make wuzu for Asr Namaz. And the water was very low in the well. He couldn't get it up. So he was now contemplating what to do, how to go about my time for Asr. Usually Asr is a very delicate, your time is going, you become very agitated. Now my time is going and I have to make my Asr. So a young girl came, very young girl, 7-8 years. She said, "What's your problem?" She said, "I have to make my Asr in the water." He says, "Who are you?" He said, "That famous, who, that great buzurg, yeah, and you can't get the water up." She just spat in the water, and the water came right to the top. So he asked, "Who are you and what?" She said, "There's a barakat of Durood Sharif." On that he wrote the whole kitab, Dalailul Khairat. And what an accepted kitab it is. So Durood Sharif is a great thing, really. A person who can be the worst sinner, just start reading Durood. See how your sins will get obliterated. And how the love that we got for this Western way of life. And we can't do without it. See how it will change into hatred and the love for Islam. Today we haven't got love for our masajid. We haven't got love for our namaz, for our Quran Sharif. We got love for the phone. How much? Oh, we can't. The phone is our God. We can't stay. We are paralyzed without the phone. But without a person who misses his asr namaz, it's like a person who lost his whole family and all his wealth also. All your investments, your properties you lost, your whole family you lost, no one for you. Like that a person who misses his asr, but who takes it like that? Today asr, if I can make it, I make it. If I can't make it, I'll make the qaza. Or even no qaza also. No important. Hafizu ala sadawati wa salatil wusta. To guard your namazes and your main namaz, Salate Wusta. There are other views also which is Salate Wusta, but generally it's the Asr namaz. Or if it's the Fajr also, these namazes, how much mustn't we be protecting them? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And that we follow our deen. So these things are very, very important. Please share it if we can enforce it. How much we enforcing protocols? No mask, no entry. Social density, how many of us explained? Well, you went and sit next to somebody, he tell you, "Bye, well, you have to go away, go." This thing, and the protocols of the masjid, which we are responsible for, that everywhere we know there's a dress code. A person who goes fishing, and if he goes in a three-piece suit, with a tie or a bow tie, I tell him, "Bhai, fishing and dirty," he say, "What the fishes, what they got to do with dressing?" But there also, we understand that you'll go in that kind of a dressing. Anything else, you, for the occasion, you see, the occasion of entering the house of Allah. How important we are meeting, actually we are meeting Allah. When you go to anyone's house, you go to meet the owner of the house. We are coming to meet Allah, and we are dressed in what way? With these jeans, Bermuda, t-shirts. Very long ago, I used to make perform Jummah's namaz in Krukasdorp in the days of the apartheid, when there weren't Muslims now at that time in Krukasdorp. Apartheid all the way here in Azad were only the shopkeepers. So I spoke on dressing. Then one person came to me, Muhammad Lunak Marhum. Allah grant all our marhum in Jannah, make it very easy and grant them the best there. He told me, "Maulana, repeat your talk next week." So I asked why. He says, on a Saturday, this last Saturday, the person who made imamat, very few people, 2-3 people, because nobody is staying there in those days. Now it's a different scenario completely. But in those days, the person who went to make Zohar namaz, he had a t-shirt with a naked woman's picture on the back. Making imamat like that, not even wearing a jubba over it. Making imamat. So we have become so desensitized. We have become totally, we don't realize as a Muslim how I should be dressing. Our woman folk with all their cloaks they are wearing and all the brand names on there. How much are they paying? And what is this brand names on cloaks? wherein the cloak is also tight-fitting, completely destroying the very object of wearing abaya, a cloak, a burqa. The very object of it is destroyed. And on top of it, all these brand names. Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. Let us come to such gatherings and take lessons from here. Many of our friends complain, we come here, but still many of our things we're just doing as everyone else is doing. All the wrong things we are still doing with our children, what education we are giving them, where we are sending them, we are poisoning, giving them poison, and completely destroying them. And yet we feel that we are good parents, and we are sure. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has written that to keep your child, if in the schools, etc., which was that time also, which is now also, if they are getting atheistic ideas. One clip came of one person. He said, we studied with so and so. He took that person's name. We studied together. He was an intelligent person. He went to university, and he used to defend Islam against, but he became also murtad. Allah protect us all. We don't know where this can come from. So all this environment, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written, quoted the malfooz of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, that three main causes because of what we have done, we have achieved, we have banked in our account of akhirat, good amal we have done, and they all get frozen. Not frozen, they get destroyed all. But Allah is that being that He can return them again and multiply and bring them back also. But many times we do whole hajj we made. The famous story of that person, Mawlana Thanvi's example, three hajj he made, and in one sentence he destroyed the reward of three hajj. In that one sentence he said, bring my zamzam of my third hajj. And his object was to show that I'm a triple hajj, that I went three times for hajj. So in that one sentence, he destroyed the reward of three hajj. So the three things, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, he said, that causes this for us to destroy our good deeds. We do the good deeds, we get up for fajr, we get up for tahajjud, we keep rozas, we do good deeds, how much sacrifice, and we destroy them. And sadly, think we all have to think for ourselves. One, he said, unsuitable food. And today, most of our food, the takeaways, etc., and we release and we take it. And the way we enjoy and we take it. The second, he said, unsuitable company. And today, on the phone, the company that we are keeping. Today, we don't have to go and visit by somebody, sit by the house. Everything is on the phone. And really, what we must bring in our hearts. Today, not so easy now. Allah, make it easy again. We cherish those days when we could just at any time go for Umrah, go for Ziyarat, and how we should enjoy. That was our place there. We enter the Haram from here and make our Tawaf and sit in the Haram. Now all that we have been deprived of all that. So we can't go there, but bring the Haram in our heart now. Bring Roza Mubarak in our heart. Have Haram Sharif in our heart all the time. And be present there all the time. So anyway, so this unsuitable food, unsuitable company. That is also a thing that our company. Even other company if we keep unsuitable, ghair jinn. And our buzurg have been very particular about this. So much so, Allahu Akbar. Find it a bit difficult even to say. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, be careful of the company of ulama also. So who and now, where must we go now? Today, what our condition? And really, each one of us, we have to think what our condition, what we are speaking, what we are encouraging about. How many people we think are good people, they will discourage us from khanqa. Don't go khanqa. They will discourage us from jamaat. Don't go in jamaat, you're wasting your time. It's not necessary. Where there was all this jamaat before and all this. How many wrong things? Good people will discourage us on good things. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. And the third was guna, sins. Sins are our worst enemy. And sins we will make. And the thing that we have to do, tawbah, regularly tawbah. And by the barakat of tawbah, our Shaykh rahmatullah had explained, your sins will start coming down also. The intensity of it also, the quantity also, the type of sins also, and the hatred of sins will come also. Tawbah istighfar. So three things which are also very important. Tawbah istighfar, durood sharif, third kalima. Maulana Sajjad Nomani explains about Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, that what a great buzurg. Just in short, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah said there are many other great buzurgs, and on them are the tajalli of the sifat of Allah. All the sifat of Allah. But Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, on him is the tajalli of the zat of Allah. The being of Allah is upon him. He was a buzurg, and really whoever little bit we know about Hazrat Watte, but he lamented and cried that today even when we're going in Jamaat, we're not making our zikr. And the three tasbihat, they are great, great tasbihat. Third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar. And 100 times, even 10 times a day, see the results for yourself. But do it. And to read it 100 times, there is no doubt. Hazrat Ji Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah used to say, go in Jamaat, you'll become a great buzurg of the time. Nobody will regard you as such, but you'll be, and really, just by doing this three tasbihat, and these are the things that give you value. And if you fill yourself up, like for example, we hear there's a fire somewhere, or there's a drought somewhere. Now I got a big horse and trailer. Hey, how many tons it is? And these people are suffering without water. I jump in, I drive, and I go there. When I go there, but I didn't fill up water. I didn't take all the water. Now what I'm going to deliver? So like that also, we go in Jamaat, we must go. It's very, very beneficial. But fill up also in our heart. And then see what we will deliver. Then see the difference that will happen. And Hazrat Ji, and this is really Maulana Sajjad Nomani, a great buzurg of our time. He's crying about the condition also now. So in our all, we in the Khanqah, so much we talk of zikr, but each one ask ourselves, who of us make our zikr? Which is so little today, but who do it regularly? Do it and then see the difference. Allah give us tawfiq. This was just the introduction and time is up already. So anyway, Allah give us tawfiq of this, inshallah. Some brothers say they want to become bay'at. Are they around? Otherwise we can carry on with the talk. Nobody is around. Okay. Inshallah. So the ayat, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. See the beauty of the Quran Sharif. How straightforward it is. Mort is a thing, many of us, we don't want to hear, don't take the word mort also. Don't talk about it. But Quran directly, the fact, that is like a friend tells you things properly as it is. It's not, we have to go from here after the majlis, we are going, somebody knows there are speed traps somewhere. Somebody knows they put stones on the road, or they're putting all the spikes and that in this plastic bag, and it's at a certain place, and you say, I'm frightened to tell, I mustn't speak about it. People will get frightened. And no, you speak, you're eager to speak, you go forward and you say. So the realities of life also have to be spoken about. So mort is a reality. Who can deny mort? Those who deny it also, the atheist also has to accept. And an atheist under cross-examination will also have to accept. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ. They have to say, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. It's Allah. Allah is the doer. So mort is a thing, nobody can deny mort. The person who's got the longest life is shaitan. As far as humans are concerned, what we know of Nuh alayhi salam. But in the creation of Allah, shaitan, Allah gave him. And that also is to see, when did Allah ta'ala give him that? Allah gave him that at that time, when he did the worst guna. And Allah was the most angry on him. And he pleaded to Allah to give him life. And that also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, he said, unzirni, give me life. Give me a long span. Here he said the same words but different pronouns. Unzur ilayya. Have mercy on me. I made a mistake. Pity me. Allah should definitely have pitied him also. But he said, Anzirni, give me life. Give me respite. And respite till the day of Qiyamah. What a long life. But finally, he also. Kullu man alayha faan. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah alone is forever. Allah was since ever. Allah alone is forever. Besides that, every living thing, every Nabi, every Wali, everything will taste of death. So death is there. So to die is not a thing to be worried about for any person. We have to die. And sudden death also comes. We ask to ask protection from sudden death, that we don't make tawbah, we are not ready for death. But sudden death also comes. Gradual death also comes to Muslims and to non-Muslims, to the pious and to the wrongdoers. Death is a thing that, the thing is, we have to worry that how our mort will come. It must come. The greatest worry is not to save ourselves. If we're not going to die from COVID, we're not going to die from corona, doesn't mean we're not going to die. The way we are behaving today, that we must take all the precaution, that it's a death disease, it's a killer disease, it's going to kill us. You're not going to die from corona, you're still going to die. And you take all your precautions and you take your vaccinations, and if mort is still written, you're still going to die. Mort is written for every person, but how my mort will come? Kullu nafsin dha'ifatul maut. Maut, that we must worry about our iman. That maut comes on iman. Maut comes in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Obedience of Allah. We make tawbah of our gunas. One great buzurg, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, has written that in his life, he was really genuine, a great buzurg. But zikr of Allah, la ilaha illallah, just was not coming on his tongue. And we have to be very, very, very worried about this. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, one person of Pakistan, Karachi, went and studied overseas, Europe, America, wherever. Lot of degrees he acquired. He came back, old age, he became ill, and the people told him, make tawbah. He said that he was conscious. He said that, I'm a person, I've studied so much, I know so many languages, my vocabulary is so much, but that word you are saying, he couldn't say the word tawbah. That word is not coming on my tongue. Every other word, difficult word, scientific terms, and in medical terms, what difficult. We don't know how to pronounce those words also. What difficult words. All that I can say. But this word what you are saying, that just doesn't want to come on my tongue. May Allah protect us at the time. So Allah put it in his heart, which guna he had. He said something undesired about deen, because of which this blockage and stoppage came. He made tawbah, again it flowed. And if it comes at the time of maut, Allah save us. That at the time of maut, la ilaha illallah doesn't want to come on our tongue. And we all know also, we read our wazifas regularly. But from time to time it happens that that word just doesn't want to come. That wazifa that we had to read. What is that wazifa? What is it? It just doesn't seem to come. So it happened. So Allah save us from gunas. And at such times, tawbah, istighfar is very important. So anyway, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul. Every nafas, everything that takes breath, will taste of death. Will have to taste of death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And remember what a principle the Quran has explained. Your result of your actions are not this world, will be in the Akhirat. You are busy writing the exam paper now. Your result is not when you are writing. You can assess yourself, you can think, this I got right, this I didn't understand, this I think I'm wrong. I think I got 50, I think I got 80, I think I got 90. You can make it yourself, but the actual result only, well, our result, that I'm making my namaz, I'm getting up for tahajjud, I think I got a distinction, but only hum aise rahe, ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ki kaise rahe. When our results will come out on Qiyamah day, So much so that a person who gets a beautiful moth, we are not allowed to take, you know, absolutely we say he's a jannati. We don't know. And a person who outwardly seems to have a very bad moth, we got no right to say that person is a jahannami or anything. We don't know. From science we have hope. And we have hope in Allah, in the mercy of Allah. But we cannot say that will come out. So the real thing is not the result in this world. Hum aise rahe, ya ke waise rahe, how we lived in this dunya, and people with wealth and pomp and respect and honor or piety or sins, the thing is what our result will be on the day of Qiyamah. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And there when it will come, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. A person who won't save himself from Jahannam. Yeah, we have to save ourselves. There a person who gets saved from Jahannam. Yeah, we can enter into Jannat with our actions. There we won't be able to enter. Who will be made to enter? The Pesach. That it won't be in our control. It we will be put in the side of Jannat, or Allah save us on the side of Jahannam. So a person who gets saved from Jahannam and is made to enter Jannat, that is a successful person. Successful person is not how knowledgeable we are, or not how pious we are, nothing but when we will get saved there. So that is the worry that we must have. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. And this dunya life of ours is only mata. And it is mata, easy way for us to understand, is what we call, which we all know, scropla, or a fadu, which the woman use to whenever something spills over, they clean it up and that, and you don't like to handle that cloth also. And you wash your hands after that also. So it is that. And that, not only that, but mata'ul ghurur, deception. That sponge which does not absorb anything. It's a deception. Actually, it's supposed to absorb. But this dunya is not even that. It is a scroplap which is not a scroplap. And we are dying for this dunya. We are giving our lives for this dunya. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make us realize, mort is my object. I have to die. And see, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody going to the bazaars, he told him, check for me, if mort is being sold, buy it for me. They were desires. The Sahaba, they were eager to give their lives in shahadat. And who? We hear of how many Sahaba? 90 years, 94 years, they became shaheed and eager to give their lives. Oh, so many instances, small boys who are not yet baligh, standing on their toes, hiding in all the mujahideen, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mustn't pick them up and send them back home. You are still under age, you can't go. And they try, and what tricks they made, and how they are, this person has been allowed, I can put him down in a wrestling bout. And then he whispers in his ear, you got permission, you let me just overpower, I can also. How eager they were, they looked forward. Today we want to, at any cost, at the cost of our deen, we want to save ourselves and we don't want to die. As if mort is in our hands. Mort is not in the World Health Organization's hand, it's not in the health department's hand, it's not in my hand, not in your hand. When Allah has written, one good Rashid Bhai Lunat, he explained, marhum, Allah grant him all the best there. He had a few heart attacks. He said, heart attack is nothing. When you get a mort attack, when mort is written, how many people have what serious heart attacks? One lady explained, her mother had 35 heart attacks. She didn't die. But when mort attack came, she passed away. So when mort is written, people with cancer are carrying on, and how they carrying on. People with all other types of illnesses. But when mort is written, then there is nobody. Now all waltaffati saqu bisaq ila rabbika yawma idhin almasaq. At that time, then people are rubbing their hands, and people are saying, what wazifa can we read now? What dua can we make? What treatment can we? But when mort is written, finish. إلى ربك يومئذ المساق. You are on your way now to Allah. So that time may Allah make it that be the best days of our lives be that time of mort. A Muslim must look forward to it, prepare for it, and mashallah, Allah is giving such mort. One good friend in Indonesia about a month or 6 weeks ago passed away. He read his kalima shahadat loudly, and then all his family people around, they looking, and he's speaking. He was speaking to Malakul Maut. He said, now take me. Why are you not taking me? Take me. Allah is giving good maut to people, and that life, and those people who are gone there, our good friend Maulana Ahmed Siddat, who used to render our ashar also for us, a few days before he passed away, he saw his marhum father-in-law. Father-in-law told him, come away this side, here is enjoyment here. What are you doing there? And when he was passing away, also reading kalima loudly, and then he went away. So Allah Ta'ala give us with a mort of shahadat. Then we will really, and Allah make it now to realize that, and Allah has made it easy. The whole Quran Sharif, how many ayats of Jannat? Read those ayats, just lightly also, just think about them. And the more details in Jannat, what enjoyments of, in the hadith, what enjoyment. And then little but not much, we are not capable of it, but of Jahannam also, the adhab of Jahannam. A person will shudder, well, what that punishment, and how I must save myself from Jahannam. And saving ourselves from Jahannam is to save ourselves from gunas. To say, dissatisfying our nafs, whether it's looking at woman, whether it's porn, whether it's on the road, whether it's a bank teller, whether it's a cashier, whoever it is, and we just looking at them, read what it will result in, what the azab of it is, doing things for name and fame, wanting position in dunya, we become pious, but piety is also for name and fame, to impress people. And other people are open sinners, and they are doing wrong. Just think of the azab also. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. Let us prepare for akhirat and for that which is inevitable. We can't stay away from it. Mort has to come. Let us be prepared for it. That is important. And let us not try and live in a dream world that I'm not going to die. I'll do this, I won't die. I'll do that. People of India, in their private jets, the rich people were taking flights out of India to go to other places to save themselves from the corona which had overtaken India. How many instances of how a person was flying from mort and he flew into the mouth of mort. He wanted to save himself from mort here, he went right into mort's mouth there. So many cases. So a death we cannot save ourselves from. Young or old, man or woman, pious or impious, whoever it is, but let us prepare for it. Let us go in such a way, we live a family that is on deen. And we have prepared our akhirat also. Our children, put them on the right path. Don't put them on the path of Jahannam. Whichever road is leading to Jahannam, save them from that. They can go through little difficulties in this dunya, which is very short-lived. But let them be on the path of Jannat. That is what is going to be of eternal bliss and enjoyment. Allah give us all tawfiq. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت